Blog Talk Radio.
The song just simply says, if he doesn't do anything else, he's already done enough. Bishop Brown wrote this song for me. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
give God some praise this morning. Come on, let's enter in with all faith. Hallelujah. Come on, let's thank God right now. We're still here. My Lord,
yes,
my God,
thank you.
Enter in with all faith, believing and trusting God for a mighty move in our life and those in our family and all that we love and concerned about. Come on, let's shout glory. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Destroying
thank
every
you.
Chain, every yoke. Hallelujah. Every bondage. Hallelujah. My God, we thank you. Lord, we thank you, God, as we enter in on today with all faith, Father God. Oh, Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus Christ, Holy Spirit, have your way in us right now. We come surrendering all over to you and holding nothing. Amen. Oh, Lord, we ask, oh, God, as we come, oh, God, touching the green, oh, God, Lord, do a new thing in us right now. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we thank you that you remember us on today, oh, God. It's you that have kept us and not ourselves, oh, God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name, Father God. We give you our honor, praise, and glory, and all the admiration. We exalt your name above all names, for there's no one greater than you, Lord God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Lord, if we had 1,000 tons of peace, we still could thank you enough, but yet still we thank you. Lord, we thank you for this day, for this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Lord, we thank you for new verses and new grace, oh God. We thank you for the lying down and the raising up this morning. We thank you for restoring our soul and those in our family, oh God. We thank you for clothing us in our right mind. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we thank you for every beat of our heart and every breath that we take, oh God. Lord, we thank you that you're with us, that you'll never leave us nor forsake us. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your shed blood on Calvary. We thank you for your finished work on the cross, that you're left nothing undone. Amen. Hallelujah to your name, God. We bless your holy name, Father God. Lord, we thank you for restoration this morning, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, for this set time, oh God, that you allow us to come boldly to the throne room of grace, oh God, as a family, oh God, touching and agreeing, oh God, and we thank you for your presence on today. Lord, we can't thank you enough, but yet still we thank you, Lord, we love you, and we thank you that you loved us first. We decree and declare your goodness this morning. Amen. We decree and declare that goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our life. Your word tells us that you will not withhold any good thing from us. For we are your children. And Lord, we thank you that you've called us by name. Amen. And we belong to you. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, you are our God. And we praise you. We thank you for another day that you've given us by your grace and mercy. That you've given us another day to press in and to press on in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. You've given us another day that we can receive from you and no one will stop us or take what you have given us away. We give you praise and we thank you even as we press on today that we will make it in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God, we bless your holy name, Father God. There's nothing that the devil can do that will stop us because of your praise and because of your mercy that's afforded to us. Hallelujah. Today we celebrate. And we just want to say thank you. We give you praise and we thank you, oh God, Heavenly Father, that you are a good God and you're a merciful God and you never leave us. Today is the purpose of fight, the good fight of faith. Oh Lord, give us victory and receive all the praise and all the glory and all the honor for the victory that you've given us, your children. Heavenly Father, we ask in Jesus' name, according to Ezekiel 47:1-12, that your healing water flow into the life of your children, that we may receive and be healed in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, even as we come on today, Father God, we ask in Jesus' name, as we pray right now, bless, touch, heal, and deliver and change our lives from today onwards. Help us to fight the good fight of faith in prayer and in warfare and to win the battle, Lord God. Release the grace over us right now to fight the warfare and win. Release the grace to press on the power of your spirit and to win because greater is you that's in us and he that's in the world. Amen. Let us be able to press on to win in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, that it is done. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we are trusting you for a breakthrough in our peace. Breakthrough in our strength, breakthrough in our finances, breakthrough in our relationships, breakthrough in our healing, breakthrough in our deliverance, oh Lord. Let it take place right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, let us grow to a greater glory and altitude in you, Heavenly Father. And we thank you, Lord God. We thank you for it right now, Father God. Release your breakthrough anointing, oh God, in the life of your children. As we come, oh God, we come on today to receive him. We decree and declare with all faith that we will not be denied. Amen. We will not take any counterfeits of substitutes. Amen. But we will go out to the kingdom of God through Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord Jesus, we thank you that you have redeemed us from the curse of the law of sin and death. Heavenly Father, in Jesus Christ's holy name, Lord, we ask, oh God, to deliver us, oh God, from evil, oh God, and we pray that you would keep us from evil, amen. We decree and declare Job 5 and 19 right now, amen. No evil will touch us of those in our family and all that we love and concern about. Oh, Lord, put to shame those who wish us evil, oh God. Let no evil disease cleave to our bodies or those in our family. Amen. We will not be afraid of the evil kindness. We will not be visited with the evil. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, we will frame our free from every evil way so that we may keep your word, oh God. Hallelujah, dear Lord. Oh, Lord, preserve us and those in our family from all evil. Oh, Lord, deliver us from the evil man and evil woman, oh God. Oh, Lord, let the wicked be purged off the land and we, your children, may live in peace. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. Lord, we pray that you would keep us and those in our family from evil. Let evil spirits be cast out right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. We decree and declare with all faith that we will not hallelujah, be overcome with evil, but we overcome evil with good. Amen. We put on the whole armor of God and we may stand in the evil day. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. My Lord, my God, and we just want to say thank you, Lord. We cancel all the plans and forces of evil sin against our life and those in our family. Let the works of evil be burned by your holy fire, oh God. My Lord, my God, let me repent of evil and turn to righteousness. Let no evil be established in our life of those in our family, but let your righteousness be established, oh Lord. We lose ourselves from our evil doers and evil souls right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh God. Lord, we just want to say thank you. Let people be healed of plagues and evil spirits right now. According to Luke 7:21 verse. Amen. Hallelujah. God, we just want to say thank you. Make haste, oh God, and deliver us and those in our family. Deliver us in your righteousness, oh Lord. Deliver us, oh God, out of the hand of the enemy. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord Jesus Christ, hope our life with healing in your wisdom. We decree and declare the name of Jesus Christ that the Lord is the strength of our lives. Amen. Hallelujah. We command every germ of sickness that touches our body to die at the root and come out in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We take the shield of faith and we quench every fire we've thrown at the enemy to our way down or in the future. We decree and declare it is so in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We loose ourselves and those in our family from every infirmity. Amen. In the very name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ makes us whole. Hallelujah. My God. For we are fearful and wonderful. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. That all that have an ear, oh God, hear on today. We bless the Lord, oh God, that we may be saved, amen. That we may be delivered from all destruction and those in our family in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. But bring the blind by way that they know not and lead them in time they have not known us. Lord, hold forth as a mighty man cry wrong and prevails against your enemies, oh God. Make darkness light before us and crooked things straight in our lives. Lord, magnify your Lord and make it honorable, Lord. Lord, you have redeemed us. You have summoned us by name and we are yours. We will not be afraid. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ. For you did not give us the spirit of fear, but of love. Hallelujah. Power and a sound mind. And we operate it right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. The name. We decree the kind of hope that's been restored. Amen. Peace has been restored. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. The name. Joy has been restored. Hallelujah, God. Our kindness and relationships have been restored. We thank you for restoration right now. That our health has been restored. We thank you for restoring every organ and every cell, every ligament, every muscle, every tissue, every bone in our body, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we just want to say thank you. We decree that in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, when we walk through the fire, we would not be burned up, and the flames would not set us ablaze. Amen. Lord, you have brought us from the ends of the earth and joined us to the Holy One of Israel. And we just want to say thank you. Hallelujah, God. Lord God, help us to forget the former things and not dwell on the past. Do a new thing in our lives and those in our family. Make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert of God. In the mighty and we show forth your praise right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh God. Lord, we actually your help, and we thank you, oh God, because we believe. We thank you for your ever-present help and your help that's on the way. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh God. Lord, give us power and increase our strength, oh God. We will wait upon the Lord, amen. And we have you, and our strength is renewed, amen. According to Isaiah 40 and 31, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh God, we will mount up with wings as eagles. We will run and not be weary, amen. We will walk and not faint, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Lord, we will not fear, for you are with us. You strengthen us, you help us, you uphold us, hallelujah, with your righteous right hand. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, according to Isaiah 42 and 9, let new things be declared in our lives and those in our family. Let them spring forth right now. Lord, remove every delay to our blessing. Oh, Lord, when the way has been blocked up, oh God, by the enemy, let it be opened up. Let the way open up right now. For you are a way making God, and then your promise keeping God. And we stand in your promise for yes and amen. And we receive it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. So let every lame area of our lives be healed, and let us leap like a deer. Let our ears be open, and let every deaf area of my life be unstopped in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Let our eyes be open, and every blind area of my life be removed. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Let our tongues sing for joy, and let waters and streams break out in every area of our lives. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, let us walk on the highway of holiness, and let the lion or ravenous beast be in our path of weeds. Hallelujah, all the redeemer of the Lord. Amen. We come to Zion with songs of everlasting joy upon our head. And we just want to say thank you. We'll obtain joy and gladness. And sorrow, sighing will flee from our lives. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. We receive the comfort of the Lord. Our iniquity is pardoned. And hallelujah. And our warfare is accomplished in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name, Father. Lord, as we enter in on today, oh God, hallelujah, God. We thank you, Lord God, that you have released your warring angels to war against any spirits designed to stop our prayers from being answered. So we decree and declare together on today in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that our prayers will not be first round, but they will send into the supernatural, Lord. And so we just say thank you for answering prayers even right now, because we walk by faith and not by sight. So we receive the blessing of the Lord that make it rich and add no sorrow. We decree and declare that we have favor with God and with mankind. Lord, we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare that there's no lack of God's goodness, for we're blessed of the Almighty God. So we have all that we say we have. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. We will trust in the Lord forever, for in the Lord of Jehovah's everlasting strength. Amen. Hallelujah to your name, God. Lord, you shall establish peace for us, and we receive the peace right now that surpasses all understanding. And we just want to say thank you, that we will not go weary in well-doing. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We bless your holy name, Father God. We decree and declare your goodness right now. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we love you, oh God. We come asking for more of you and less of ourselves. We decree and declare all is well with us and all that's in our home. Amen. And we thank you for it. And it shall be no other way, for we are the head and not the tail, on top and not beneath. And we don't hold anyone anything but the love, and we are the righteousness of God. Amen. Clothed with the robe of righteousness, sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. Amen. Hallelujah, God. My Lord, my God, we are children of God, born again of the incorruptible seed of the word of God. Amen. Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name, Lord God. Father God, we ask in Jesus' name that you bless us in our going and coming on today. Let us receive traveling grace and mercy to and from our destination, O Lord. Let there be no mechanical failures, no breakdowns, no tickets, no pullovers, no accidents. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we bless your holy name, Father God, and we plead the blood of Jesus Christ over every vehicle or form of transportation that we may take home today, and those not there may take home today. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over it right now, over every road, street, highway, airway, seaway, field in the place, everywhere our feet may tread or heads may lay. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over it right now, amen. And we decree and declare the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth covers us and protects us, and no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up against us and judges on your word says that you shall condemn, and we thank you for it, Lord. We bless your holy name, Father. We decree and declare the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that turnaround has come, that breakthrough is here, that we are healed, and we are blessed, and we are going from glory to glory to glory. And wealth and riches are in our home, and we thank you for it. We bless your holy name, Father God. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail. Amen. And the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwells in us all. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Come on, let's give God some praise.
Good morning, doing just fine.
Amen, amen, hallelujah. I've been
glad to be back on the line.
Back on the line. Yes. I thank God for you, Cousin Kim, for joining, doing the month of February and being there, standing the gap for the family and everyone and keeping everybody updated. So God bless you. God keep you. We love you. We thank God for you. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Cousin Bonnie and Amir, God bless you. Welcome. How y'all doing and how y'all been?
Oh, we're doing pretty good. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good to be on the prayer line this morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Aunt Bear. The prayer line.
Good morning.
Yes, we
good just morning.
So good that you made my day. Made my day. I've been missing the prayer line, and I thank God for the prayer line. I thank God for you guys.
Hey, amen. Man, we thank God for you both, mm-hmm. And we just—it's so good to hear everybody's voice. We're excited, so excited to be back on the line.
Yeah.
I was telling Cousin Kim because she was in prayer with us during the month of February, 6 in the morning, that we were looking forward to being back on the prayer line with the family. So we thank God that we could come together as a family, touching the grin and praying, standing the gap for one another. So it's so good to have you back
amen.
On the line and just to hear your voice. Mm-hmm. So God bless you. God
yes.
keep you.
Yes.
Hallelujah, God.
Thank you. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Cousin Lewis, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing? How you been?
I've been doing good. And it's great to hear y'all this morning, all my family and stuff. And
amen.
I miss that. God been good.
Amen. Glory to God. Amen. We thank yes. Well, God bless you, Cousin Lewis. We love you so much, and we thank God for it. So good to hear your voice this morning back on the line. Amen. Being in position and just trusting God and, you know, and just seeing what God is going to do, because all things work together for the good for those who love the Lord and called according to his purpose. So I just thank God for his way. Amen. Hallelujah. To give us an expected end, a hope in the future. So God bless you, Cousin Lewis. We just thank God for you. Thank you for being on the line. So good to have our men in the family on the line. So as you represent the men of this family, we thank God. We pray God will continue to strengthen you and bless you and keep you. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
Amen.
You.
Amen. Cousin Erlene, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing and how you been?
I've been good and I'm doing good and it's just so wonderful hearing your voice this morning. Boy, I sure have missed that. And I just thank God for his grace and mercy.
Yes,
you know, brought back together again. When you think about God, it's so overwhelming because God is so awesome. And he's keeping us and bringing us together. And it's so hearing everybody on the line this morning. I have missed it so much, and I'm so thankful and so grateful, God. Wow. Awesome. Just amazing. Thank God that you're back.
Amen, amen. I'm happy to be back in position. I was excited waiting for this morning. My mom, she texts, and is it at 10? She kept saying, we back on, right? I said, yeah, we back on. This weekend, we back on. And so I'm so happy to hear your voice. Always good to hear you. On the line, God bless you, God keep you, may God continue to strengthen you, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, may joy just overtake you, amen, and anyone that you come in contact with, may they be filled with that joy, amen, God keep you, hallelujah, God,
thank God for it right now,
I have my mom on the phone, she couldn't get through the line for some reason, so hopefully y'all can hear her. Good morning, Mama. God bless you. How you doing and how you been?
I'm doing good. Just blessed from Houston, Texas, all the way to New Grand. I miss all of y'all hearing y'all voices, but I'm doing good. Just blessed on the line.
Wonderful.
Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God bless you, Mama. God continue to keep you with you, bless you with long life, amen, good health, restoration, restoring you with good health as you're praying and seeking God even the more, that God will answer and God will deliver, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ, God bless you, God keep you, Hallelujah, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Yes.
Hopefully y'all can hear her. I have her on the speaker of my phone, my cell phone.
Yes.
Could y'all hear?
Yes.
Okay, okay. Mama, can you hear everybody? Oh, you can hear me. Well, they can hear you.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, we can.
Yeah, everybody can hear you. Y'all, yeah, you probably can't hear me because you're on the
phone.
But they
can hear you.
Yes, we
can
hear. Okay.
Yeah.
Hello.
All right. All right. Hallelujah. Yeah, she couldn't hear y'all, but she could. Y'all could hear her, so she's here.
Good.
Amen. At this time, I'm doing great, everyone. I'm just grateful to be here. I'm just in a place of gratefulness, thanking God for His hedge of protection around, you know, our family, and just keeping us safe with everything that's going on in this world, and knowing that we don't have to fear that God is with us. Amen. It doesn't mean that sometimes we don't get in the place where we have that, you know, that fear, but we just stand on the word of God and we get back in that place knowing that God has us, and His hedge of protection is around us, and we can rest and know that God is with us. Amen. So God bless you. God keep you. And I say that because I'm out in Port Arthur, and I told my husband, I said, hey, I'm here at night. You're working all through the night, and I don't know what's out here. And it's kind of country out here, and everything is dark. I said, well, we're going to have to get a security system because I need this more security. And then God said, I got you. And then I said, Lord, I thank you. So even when they came to put in the security system, I still was like, oh, what's going on? But God said, I got you. You know, He is that protection that will keep us safe. Amen.
Amen.
And so I just thank God for His hedge of protection and, you know, His protection and His angels, like, you know, encamped around us, protecting us from seen and unforeseen dangers of this world. So remember that God has, you don't have to fear. When fear tries to come in, we can command it to come out in the name of Jesus Christ. But of love, power, and a sound mind. Amen. So God bless you. God keep you. This morning, our scripture is coming from the book of Galatians chapter 5, verse 16 through 26. Galatians chapter 5, verse 16 through 26. If for some reason we get disconnected, just hang on the line. I'll be working to get back on. Just want to let you all know. If you, for some reason you stop hearing me, someone can text me and say, we can't hear you. That way I can just try to fix the problem, but just hang on there so I can try to fix it. Just in case, I'm not saying it's going to happen, but we had some issues with the system before, but I'm trusting God those system problems have been worked out. Again, that's Galatians chapter 5, verse 16 through 26. Can y'all hear me good?
Yes, we can.
Okay, awesome. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. The Bible says in the book of Galatians chapter 5, verse 16 through 26, I say, then walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary to one another, so that you do not do things that you wish. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are evident, which are adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contentions, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambition, dissensions, heresies, envy, murders, drunkenness, revelries, and the like, of which I tell you beforehand, just as I also told you in time past, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God.
Mm-hmm.
But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law. And those who are Christ have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking one another, envying one another. Amen. I read to you Galatians chapter 5, verse 16 through 26. Hallelujah. I'm just having an understanding of Scripture on this morning. Amen. If we desire to have the qualities listed here in Galatians chapter 5, 22 through 23, then we know the Holy Spirit is leading us. How can we tell that the Spirit is leading us rather than our own subjective feelings? By being led by the Holy Spirit, it creates the desire to hear and the readiness to obey God's word. The Holy Spirit gives us the sensitivity to discern between our feelings and His promptings. then as we live each day, hallelujah, as we live each day controlled and guided by him, we will not be overpowered by our own selfish desires. Now, we as human beings, we do have those selfish desires. The words of Christ will be in our minds. The love of Christ will be behind our actions, and the power of Christ will help us control our selfish desires. Apostle Paul describes here in verse 17 when he says, for the flesh lusts against the spirit and the spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary to one another, so that you do not do the things that you wish. So Apostle Paul describes these two forces fighting when you contrary within us, the Holy Spirit and the sinful nature, which is our evil desires or inclinations that stem from our bodies. Also, in this world, we face constant tension between the spirit and our sinful nature, but they are not, I want us to understand, they are not equal, opposite forces. I want you to understand that in Christ, we have a victorious and a new resurrection life. Amen? We shouldn't be surprised when we experience resistance as we follow the Spirit's leading. Satan is persistent. He's a persistent agitator for rebellion and has had, hallelujah, he has had centuries of practicing it. Amen? So when we do what the Holy Spirit instructs, we can expect our sinful human nature to flare up in opposition. When we share our faith with others, as we do here on this line, it will make us feel foolish when we serve others. See, it will attack our motives. Amen? Satan uses our nature to thwart the leading of the Spirit. You know, fortunately for us as Christians, each time we follow our sinful human nature, we will receive reminders from God's word, hallelujah, from the Holy Spirit or from other believers not to give in. The Holy Spirit give us dependable guidance, amen. Listen to him and ask for his power to help you experience the joy and freedom that comes from letting him rule in your heart. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. As I wrap up here in scripture and just having an understanding, even the more, when we look at verse 22 and 23, we talk about the Bible talks about the fruit of the Spirit, which is love, peace, joy, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. The Bible said against us there is no law. Being newly transformed people, it produces something special with their lives. Apostle Paul calls this new work of the Spirit fruit. The Holy Spirit spontaneous and creatively produces this kind of fruit in us. The fruit generates these character traits in us because we are becoming more like Jesus, who perfectly modeled them here on earth. When Christ controls us, hallelujah, they grow and flow from us naturally. We can't obtain them by trying to get them without his help. If we want the fruit of the Spirit to grow in us, we must live in close union with Jesus. We must submit to him, know him, love him, remember him, and imitate him. As a result, we will fulfill the intended purpose of the law to love God and our neighbors. Amen? Hallelujah. Ask God to fill you right now with the fruit of his Spirit. Amen? Because God who sent the law also sent the Spirit. The byproducts of the Spirit fill life are in the perfect harmony with the intent of the law. A person who exhibits the fruit of the Spirit fulfills the law far better than a person who observes the rituals but has little love in his or her heart. My Lord, my God, we thank God for Jesus. In order to accept Christ as Savior, we need to turn from our sins and willingly nail our sinful nature to the cross. This doesn't mean, however, that we will never see traces of his evil desires again. As Christians, we still have the capacity to sin, but we have been set free from sin's power over us and no longer have to give into it. Amen. We must daily commit our sinful tendencies to God's control, daily crucify them, and moment by moment draw on the Spirit's power to overcome them. Amen. My Lord, my God. God wants authority over every area of our lives, family, not just the spiritual part. As we live by the Holy Spirit's power, we choose to submit every aspect of our lives to God, emotionally, physically, socially, intellectually, vocational. Hallelujah. Apostle Paul says that because we are saved, we should live like it. Amen. The Holy Spirit is the source of your new life and provides the energy and direction for it. So keep in step with his leading. Don't fall behind or hold back anyone else. Don't let anyone else's values or standards hold you back in any area of your lives. Hallelujah. Amen. Father God, we thank you for your word is true and forever established in heaven. Lord, I ask in Jesus' name that you add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all, the doers of your word. Hallelujah. It's our prayer that we be the doers of the word and walk in the spirit. Amen. That we may be led by your Holy Spirit, oh God. Hallelujah. Obtaining the fruit of your spirit and operating in each one, operating in love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. And we thank you for it, Lord. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. Amen and amen. At this time, we're going to take our prayer petition. If your prayer has already been forth and you receive it, hallelujah, may you be done unto you according to your faith and all that's in your household. In Jesus Christ's holy name, to God be the glory. Amen and amen. Aunt Bernestine, God bless you. Go ahead.
Yes, I love you, love you, love you. I'm so glad to hear you back, to be on the prayer line. We are all blessed to have a person like you. I'm telling you, it's just good. It's just good. So my prayer line is for everyone that's on the prayer line, especially my cousin, Louis Jones. I love him. I love him. And for everybody else who's on the prayer line.
Amen. Oh, gracious Lord, we just thank you, Father God, for family. Lord, we thank you for our Aunt Bernestine, oh God. Hallelujah. Lord, we just pray that you would continue to bless her and keep her. Let joy overtake every area of her life and her children, oh God. Lord, we just pray right now that our children, amen, and all that's part of this family, oh God, and all that's connected to this family be blessed. And Lord, we pray that you would continue to strengthen your son, Louis, amen, as we lift him up on today, oh God. Hallelujah, oh God, that you would bless him, oh God, and strengthen him, oh God, for you called him to be the head of his home and priest of his home. So, Lord, let every word that come out of his mouth, oh God, be your word, oh God, that would encourage, uplift, and bless all that he come in contact with. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We thank you for keeping us. We thank you for your hedge of protection. We thank you for your love, your blessing, and your favor upon this family. Amen. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God bless you. Aunt Bernestine, we love you so much, and we thank God for you. Hallelujah.
You.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Cousin Kim, God bless you. Go ahead.
Amen. To God be the glory. The prayers that went forward, I receive it. And I thank God for you for continuing this prayer line and just ask
thank
God
you.
To lift you up in prayer and everyone else here on the line and everyone else that had desire to come today, but maybe they had other things to do. So I just thank you, and I love you, and I love the family. Thank you. God
thank
bless
you. God bless you. God keep you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. I just pray that God would increase your faith even the more. Amen. As you touch and agree on today, receiving every prayer that went forth in the name of Jesus Christ, that God would just continue to keep you in the mighty way. Amen. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Amen. Cousin Bonnie and Aunt Vera, God bless you. Go ahead.
Yes, I just thank God for hearing my family today, and I just want you to pray for me. I'm having some problems with my bottom of my feet, so I do need that prayer, and want to say thank you for giving us the opportunity to hear everyone's voice this morning and for your prayers. Just keep praying
amen.
For me and my family.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yes, Lord, let us pray. Oh, gracious Lord, we come before you, God, with all faith, combined faith with your daughter, Laverne's day, oh, God. And we just pray, oh, God, the Lord, that you would just release your healing virtue, your healing anointing, oh, God. And then healing spring up, oh, God, from the bottom of the sole of her feet, oh, God, all the way up, oh, God, to the top of her head. Amen. And we just want to say thank you, oh, God. Lord, release your miracle healing anointing, oh, God, that she may be healed, oh, God. And we command every pain, ache, and discomfort to cease your work and come out of her feet in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We decree and declare restoration of every cell, every ligament, every nerve in the feet right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, be restored. Amen. And we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare the blood of Jesus Christ flows through every vein in her body. Amen. Bringing healing and restoration to every part of her body. Lord, we just want to say thank you. As we decree and declare by faith that it is so, Oh, Lord, increase our faith, oh God, to receive the healing that you have portioned for even right now in the name of Jesus Christ of heaven. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Oh, Lord, speak to the blood on today, for we know that the life of the flesh is in the blood. And we thank you for it, Lord. Lord, I ask that you would continue to strengthen her, even right now, oh God. Hallelujah. While we're on this line today, let your strength, oh God, let us receive supernatural strength, supernatural healing.
Lord.
Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you for it, Lord. We decree in the presence of victory.
Lord.
Amen. It is won.
Amen.
In Jesus Christ's holy name, we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you so much.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God bless you. God keep you. We want to lift up Andrew today. Amen. Lord, we just pray that you would continue to bless her, God. Lord, let peace be her portion.
Lord.
Let joy overtake, oh God. Lord, be her strength, oh God. Increase her even the more in strength, oh God. Let her hear from you, oh God. Let her receive divine direction and instruction, Father God, of what you would have for her to do, where you would have for her to go, oh God. Oh, Lord, that she would submit and surrender all over to you, oh God, knowing that there shall be no lack for all things coming from you, oh God, that you are Jehovah Jireh, our provider. And, Lord, we just want to say thank you as we decree and declare victory
thank
over
you,
her life, oh God. But we pray, oh God, the man that you have ordained for her life, oh God, the husband that you ordained, oh God, for her life, oh God, that you would position, oh God, and prepare to receive the one that you have ordained for our life. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we
thank
pray
you,
thanksgiving. To God be the glory. Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Thank
Bible
you.
Says, he
Amen.
Said, if you delight yourself in me, he said, if you delight yourself in me, I will give you the desires of your heart. So as we delight ourselves in the Lord, his word says that I will give you the desires of your heart. So I just pray that we delight ourselves more in the Lord. Amen. And that God will give us those desires.
Amen.
Of our heart according to his will that will truly bless us, because God loves to bless his children. Amen. And we are his children.
Yes, ma'am.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
No, and no matter what age, we are still God's children. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Amen. God bless
you. Amen. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Is Aunt Vera still awake or is she asleep?
She's asleep. No, she's not going to say much. And, you know, she talks, but, you know, she's going to ask you, what, you know, so.
Yes, we just lift her up. Father God, oh gracious Lord, we come lifting up your daughter on today.
Yes,
we just pray that you would continue to strengthen her, God. Oh, Lord, we pray that you would just fill her life with so much joy and peace, oh God.
Yes.
Oh, Lord, and we just want to say thank you, Father God, Lord. Lord, we pray that she would see with new eyes and hear with new ears and speak with a new tongue that would glorify your kingdom here on earth. And we just want to say thank you right now. That she'll be that light,
thank
oh God,
you,
in darkness to our family, oh God. Amen. That they would draw, oh God, from her, oh God, your word, oh God, your strength that cometh through her, oh God, that you have given, that you have portioned for such a time as this. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We declare
thank
the
you,
family,
Lord.
We speak blessing upon our Aunt Vera, oh God. We call her blessed. We call her favored by God. Amen. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name.
Amen.
We pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you.
And thank you so much for sewing in. Because I was saying the other day, I'm like, I really I need a little help on here. And I just received a blessing.
You.
I love offering from Angela from you all. So God bless you 100-fold. And I thank God for you. So may there be no lack in all that you have given. Amen. May God just open up the windows of heaven and pour our blessing upon you and your family. You will have room enough to receive.
Okay.
So may God bless you richly in all areas of your life. Amen.
Yes.
And it's in Jesus Christ's holy
Amen.
Name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen and amen.
Amen.
I received a beam on
you.
My phone that it came through. So God bless y'all. Thank y'all so much. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Cousin Early, Cousin Lewis, I'm sorry. God bless you. Go ahead.
Which one?
It's just a blessing to hear about family on the phone. And I thank y'all for the prayers that you prayed for me and my family went going through the death of my sister-in-law, Anita June Smith. But it is good to be back online.
Amen.
I always like, you know,
yes.
My sister called and told me, hey, good morning, brother. We're going to be on the line today. And I'm just back on the line.
Amen.
To hear my
Amen.
Family.
Yeah.
Beautiful. All right.
Amen. Well, God bless you. God keep you. And we just pray right now as we lift you up in your family. Just, Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, oh, God, that you restore the hope to the family, oh, God, that you would comfort all, oh, God, in a time of loss, Father God, and that you would continue to be their strength, oh, God. And, Lord, we just pray that all that is still here, oh, God, and those that have not received Jesus Christ, the Lord and Savior, oh, God, that you would call them nigh unto you this day, oh, God. Amen. That you would touch the mouth of your son, oh, God, that he would speak boldness and with confidence and with the power of the Holy Ghost to everyone that's in our family, oh, God, that he come in contact with, that the unbeliever asks, how can I be saved? Amen. That they would have a Holy Ghost encounter and receive Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, Lord. And we just want to say thank you. Lord, we pray for continued blessings, oh, God, in the life of your son, Louis. We pray long life, oh, God, for his evil.
Yes, yes, yes.
And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We decree and declare for victory right now. It is already won. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name. We pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Yes.
Amen. God bless you. God keep you. Cousin Lewis, we love you. We thank God for you. Amen. Cousin Earlene, God bless you. Go ahead.
Yeah. Praise God for this opportunity. I was just looking at Galatians 19:20-21, and maybe everyone on the line in their quiet time kind of focus on 19:20 and the first part of 21, and think about the chaos that's going on in the world. All these things are happening right now, and this world is just all really in a bad state. So anyway, the world needs prayer. Everybody in this world needs prayer. Praying time. And that's my request, because chaos in the world.
My Lord.
So that's my request.
My Lord. Amen. Okay. Amen. Yes, Lord. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we come, oh God, amen, as a family, oh God, with combined faith. Lord, we pray for the leaders of our nation to come to the light, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we pray that the wicked be purged out the land, oh God, not just in the United States of America, God, but around the whole world, oh God.
Yes.
Lord, we pray, oh God, that every plan of the wicked one come to nothing, let it be destroyed. Oh Lord, let the camp of the enemy, oh God, let it come to confusion, oh God, that they would devour themselves, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we make supplication, prayer, intercession, and give thanks for all the people in our nation and for the leaders of our nation, that we may live a peaceful life in all godliness and honesty. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, let our leaders be just and be holy, and let them rule by the fear of the Lord. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. And Father God, we just want to say thank you. Lord, anyone that's been sent by the camp of the enemy to cause destruction, death, confusion, oh God, oh Father God, to destroy us, oh God, for we know that the Bible tells us the enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy, and to be cut down and push back right now, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. Lord, let peace be upon the land, oh God, hallelujah. We thank you, Father God, for your hedge of protection around us, oh God, and your encampment angels, oh God, your warring angels that walk on us, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ. We decree and declare victory, oh God, for Lord, you know all things are in your hands, and we thank you, oh God, that you're with us, you never leave us nor forsake us. We thank you, Lord God, we decree and declare Psalm 91 over us, amen, and those in our family, hallelujah, that we are abide in the secret place of the Most High, God, amen, and we dwell there, and we just want to say thank you that we have your protection, amen, hallelujah to your name, God, and it's in Jesus Christ's holy name, we pray with thanksgiving, to God be the glory, amen, and amen, hallelujah, glory
praise
to
God.
Thank you, Jesus, amen, and amen, God bless you, Cousin Earlene, God keep you, we love you, we thank God for you, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen and amen. Looks like my mom was able to dial in herself. God bless you, Mama. Go ahead.
Yes, I'm able to chime in. My prayers were for healing. I have been going to the doctor, and they tell me all this different stuff. My adrenal gland is messing up. My kidney's got a piece on it. I got COPD, and I'm praying for continued healing. That I don't have to have surgery. I don't want it. God, come on and heal me. I ask God, I say, Lord, how long? How long? But I'm praying to continue praying for healing in this old body of mine. So that's my prayer. Y'all keep praying for healing in this old body of mine. Amen.
We decree and declare on today as we touch and agree according to the word of God, Isaiah 53:5 says, by his stripes we are healed. Amen. So we decree and declare by the stripes of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that you're healed. Father God, we ask that you increase our faith even the more right now, God, to receive our healing. Lord, we pray for divine positioning for the life of your daughter, Carol, oh God, that you will position, oh God, that she may receive your healing in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. For you are Jehovah Rapha who heals. You are the Lord who heals, oh God. And we just decree and declare on today, oh God, because your word says in Job that we can decree a thing and it shall be established in our lives. Amen. So we decree and declare the name of Jesus Christ to give that care until it is healed. Amen. We decree and declare, hallelujah, that her kidneys are healed. Amen. Hallelujah. That they function the way you have created them to function. Amen. We decree and declare that she's delivered from COPD. We decree and declare that, hallelujah, her adrenal glands are healed. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, speak to the blood of today. For we know life of the flesh is in the blood. And Lord, let our heart beat the rhythm of life. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we command any growth or any tumor, hallelujah, that's on any part of her organ of tail, we command you to tell her be dissolved right now and come out in the name of Jesus Christ. So that, Lord, we know you to be a restorer, God. Lord, hallelujah. Lord, we ask you to restore every organ, every cell, every ligament, every muscle, every tissue, every bone in the body, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, we ask you to make a whole and make a new, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We speak life and not death, amen. We decree and declare you shall live and not die, amen. Hallelujah. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. We counsel every assignment of death. Amen. We cancel every assignment of destruction in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. We decree and declare in the name of Jesus Christ it is so. Amen. Hallelujah, God. We lift you up on today, Carol. We lift you up to God. Hey, God, oh Lord, we decree and declare the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. It washes you, it cleanses you, it heals you, it delivers you, it redeems you, it makes all things new. Receive it in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. Lord, we've been we believe the report of the Lord. Amen. And we silence the mouth of the evil speaker right now. Amen. We decree and declare shall speak no evil against your life. And those that he's been using in the medical field, we silence their lips right now. Hallelujah. Lord, we pray that you would send your ordained doctors and medical staff to see about your daughter. Hallelujah. We decree and declare a miracle being birthed right now. A miracle of healing. Amen. Hallelujah, God. And it is so. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail. And the promise of God, and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwells in us all that believe. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Yeah. Receive it in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We know that God is able. We've seen him do it before. Guess what? He will do it again. Amen. God bless you. May God keep you. Amen. Don't be discouraged. Be encouraged on today and just walk in it and receive it. My Lord, my God, this is what God works at. He works in the place of faith. You just got to stand there and say, I'm going to keep believing. I'm just going to keep trusting you, Lord. I believe, Lord God, you're going to do it for me. You've done it before, Lord. I just trust you to do it again, and it is done. Amen. Hallelujah. Yeah. I know you say easier said than done when you're going through the aching, when you're going through the pain. But if you just believe, God will provide. Amen.
Yes,
God bless you. God keep your family. The line is going to hang us up here soon. It's going to close us out in prayer here. Gracious Lord, we bless your name, Father God. Lord, we thank you for answering prayers on today. All that's concerning your daughter, Bernstein, your daughter, Kim, your daughter, Laverne on today, and your daughter, Vera, God, your daughter, Angela. Your daughter Earlene, your son Lewis, and hallelujah, your daughter Carolyn today, oh God. Lord, I just pray that you would move mighty in our lives and those in our family, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for every petition prayer, oh God, that you're moving, oh God. Your words are yet still while we're still praying. You already answered. So we thank you for answering prayers of healing and deliverance and strength, oh God, and your power, oh God, and your protection in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you, oh God, that we are free and we are free indeed. Amen. Lord, I ask in Jesus' name that our thoughts be pure, righteous, and holy unto you, oh God. Lord, help us to keep our minds stayed on you, that you'll keep us in perfect peace. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Lord, let gladness and joy overtake our lives and let sorrow and sadness flee away right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, let everlasting joy be upon our heads when we come to Zion this morning. Amen. Let us sing in the height of Zion, hallelujah, and the goodness of the Lord shall flow over us. Let our soul be like a water gourd so that we will sorrow no more. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you.
Thank you.
We decree and declare all is well with us, and we are blessed, and we are going from glory to glory to glory. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we receive the blessing of Carmel and Sharon upon our life right now. Amen.
Yes.
We thank you for Lord. Lord, today we lift up and we pray for Sean Denise on today, oh God. We lift up our cousin Brenda Gail Carter and our cousin Connie and Doretha Jones and Sharon Gordon on today. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, oh God, you will bless them and keep them, oh God, and you will strengthen them and even right now and let joy overtake them and all that's in their home and all that they love and concerned about in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we lift up our Aunt Eliza Jane on today and our Aunt Classy, oh God, and we just pray that you will continue to bless them and keep them, oh God, and oh Lord, that they will come back, oh God, to be a part of the line, oh God, touching and agreeing, oh God, as we are family, oh God, but we've called to intercede, amen, hallelujah, that we're in your end time warriors, oh God, for this family and those in this world, and we just want to say thank you.
Thank you, Father.
We bless your holy name, Father God. Lord, we love you and we love you. We decree and declare our prayers are answered. Amen. We walk in newness. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes.
We thank you, Lord God, for your hedge of protection. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail. And the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwells in us all that believe. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. God bless your family. I love you. And I thank God for you. At this time, as we close out here before the system shuts us down, if you have anything you'd like to say, please do so. And then I'll release the pastor's blessing. If not, just say amen. Aunt Bernadette, God bless you. Go ahead.
Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Cousin Kim, God bless you. Go ahead.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Cousin Bonnie and Avery, God bless you. Go ahead.
Amen.
Amen. Cousin Lewis, God bless you. Go ahead.
Amen.
Amen. Cousin Earlene, God bless you. Go ahead.
Amen and praise God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Mama, God bless you. Go ahead.
Amen, and thank you as always for praying for us, interceding for us, and always there. We need just an ear, a prayer. So thank you, thank you, thank you. Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, Mama. I love you. I thank God for you. God bless your family. At this time, I release the pastor's blessing, and then may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you, giving you his peace. May you walk in the confidence that your life will be victorious and beautiful with God's help. Nothing is impossible to you because of him. You are numbered among the righteous because of the blood of the cross. Amen. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. We believe, we receive. To God be the glory. Amen
you,
and amen.
Amen.
God bless you,
amen.
Baby. I love you and I thank God for you.
Love you.
Look forward to praying with you all next Saturday.
Love you too.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Tell everyone we back on the line. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Oh, I want to see him look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear you say, well.
Give it back to you. You give me my husband, you know I love him. And now I'll give him back so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally stop breathing,
I wanna hear
yeah.
Farewell, God.
doing to your thing.